You've been making films about the American experience and about America for the, you know, whatever, it's been over 40 years. Do you have a cynical view now of where we're headed and where we've come from? Is it doom and gloom, or are you, do you feel okay?
Well, I don't think anybody has the luxury at this moment of being cynical. Cynical's a, you know, like just debauchery is just a luxury of too much time and too many things that you're not doing with your hands that you begin doing with your hands.
Yeah.
It's really serious. There are three great crises before this: the Civil War, the Depression, and World War II. This is equal to it. Mm-hmm. And it's the first time that we've got... Lincoln gave this great talk when he was very, very young to the Young Men's Lyceum on a Saturday afternoon, I think it was. People will write in and tell you that that wasn't a Saturday afternoon. It was an afternoon conversation about foreign policy. And he said, this is when he's like not even 29, he's a lawyer in Springfield. He said, "Whence shall we expect the approach of danger? Shall some transatlantic giant step the earth and crush us at a blow?" And then he answered his own question. "Never. All the armies of Europe, Asia, and Africa could not by force take a drink from the Ohio River or make a track in the Blue Ridge in the trial of 1,000 years. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we will live through all time or die by suicide." And we're, you know, we're looking right down the muzzle of that gun.